your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Yeah,
it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Yeah, man, I've had the worst headache all day long. It's been hard for me to even shake it. Anyways, got Nedley Mandingo's in there. Alan's joining me. Welcome, everybody. Got a great show lined up today. Got a couple of guests, some guys from the Unintelligible Graduates. I was on their show this past weekend. They're going to join me. Just going to come on and shoot the shit a little bit. Dave Chappelle was attacked last night, and I don't know if you guys got to see the video. What up, Jason Martin? Hey, Iggy T. Iggy, how was your trip? I saw you got to see Paul McCartney. Is he doing pretty well? I mean, is he still got it at that age? I'm not acting like, you got to meet Paul McCartney. Also, the other thing, Iggy, I follow you on Instagram, and, like, is your, like, husband, like, some man of mystery or something? Because every time you post a picture or anything of him, it's just his face is covered up. You put, like, a smiley face in front of him. I'm just like, what is he, some, like, Canadian spy or something? You can't divulge his identity. Anyways, I don't know. Or is he like somebody famous that we don't know about? Anyways, guys, a couple of ways you can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044. Or you can leave me an email, Tuttle, that's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. So back to this Dave Chappelle thing. Man, his bodyguards really fucked this dude up. And a lot of people are kind of upset. Oh, well, they shouldn't have done that. No. Sorry. If you're going to roll up on Dave Chappelle like that with a fake gun and a knife. But, man, the guy, like, his arm was, like, turned all the way backwards. Like, they dislocated his shoulder and stuff. And I think the guy deserved it. He did. These comedians have got to start being way more careful now because of piece of crap Will Smith and what he did.
Stage and tackled him.
This video showing the aftermath of what took place. The attack comes just weeks after Will Smith slapped.
Let's be honest. Dave is not like, Dave used to be way skinnier. Dave Chappelle used to be way skinnier. But man, now, I mean, Dave's one of those guys I probably would not want to go one-on-one with. Alan brings up a great point. The guy should not have been able to get up that far. I can't agree with you anymore, but, I mean, I think you got to start making some examples of these people because you could see in the background that they are just absolutely whipping the shit out of this guy for about 10, 15 minutes in the background. And you know that he probably fell down some stairs and all that good stuff on the way out to the cop car.
Chris Rock during the Oscars. CBS4's Jerika Duncan has the details.
History.
This video.
Okay, so, like, the guy, like, I will say this. Dave was able to shed off the tackle. Look at this. Watch.
This video captures, like, the moment
Dave did
a spectator
not go down.
Rushed the stage and tackled comedian Dave Chappelle.
Doesn't look
he
like he went down.
At
and Dave was working out for a little bit too, man. Like, the guy would does not look like he'd be hard or easy to take down.
It's a joke live comedy festival in Hollywood. The encounter took place right as Chappelle was wrapping up his set. He appeared to be uninjured, and security quickly apprehended his attacker. Witnesses
look at this now. Witnesses This guy got everything he deserved. Sorry.
Attacker. Witnesses reported the man was then kicked and punched repeatedly by security guards. Afterwards, Chappelle brushed...
You know what? Isn't that a case of that'll learn ya? Sure, Bubba talked about that all the time. This is a case of that'll learn ya. You don't roll up on a famous person like that on stage, try to tackle him. And it seemed like this guy had, like, this was not just like, oh, I'm gonna be famous. I'm gonna get up there and try to, like, screw around. No. This guy had a fake gun, but he also had a knife on him. So, I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see what his intentions were with this whole thing.
Stop the incident.
Oh, now everybody comes out for the curtain call.
And thanked comedian and actor Jamie Foxx for checking on his well-being just as the chaos unfolded.
Whenever you were in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up in the sheriff's hat.
I mean, Dave Chappelle's still, I mean, Dave's got to be the GOAT, right? Right now? What up, Manu? Manu joining us. How are you, buddy? How's your day, Manu? Talking about Dave Chappelle getting tackled on stage.
The suspect seen here
now, look
on
at him.
A stretcher
look.
Has been identified.
Now, hold on. I don't know if you can see it. Look at his arm. His arm is, like, backwards. Like, I think the bodyguards tried to rip off his arm.
Daily. He was carrying a knife blade and replica handgun and has been arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. The scary moment later took a comedic...
And then Chris comes out. I don't know. Like... Chris Rock used to be that edgy comedian and stuff, and I'm not taking anything away from Chris Rock now, but, like, I don't know. Like, I have a hard time taking Chris Rock seriously now for, but also, you know what, though? I've been bitched out like that before, to be made to look like a bitch. Chris Rock is not one of those, like, tough guys that you would think of. But I got to tell you, I mean, he didn't go down. Chris Rock took that slap like a champ, in my opinion. I really think he did. But coming out and making this joke,
turn as Chris Rock, who was slapped by actor Will Smith at the Oscars, took the stage.
Was that Will Smith?
Was that Will Smith? I mean, I don't know. Do you get to make that joke since you were the one that took the slap? But, man, that just, I don't know. That joke just does not, like, it just...
Yeah. Is that Will Smith?
Is that Will Smith? No.
Jerika Duncan, CBS News.
I also, one of the, man, my hair is a mess. Like I said, guys, I've been out of commission all day. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the allergies and stuff. But, I was an iron worker, and I used to, like, be up pretty high, not high as in, like, smoking weed or anything like that, but this free climber guy, did you guys see this free climber? I've never understood these guys. I think this is so dumb to do, but I'm also amazed that they do it. This guy climbed up, I guess, the tallest building in San Francisco.
This man, who calls himself the pro...
Okay, so, all right. He's the pro-life climber. Look at this, though, man. There's not a lot for you to grab onto. And this guy is climbing up the building. There are people inside the building watching it. But, man, like... You know, when I heard how much had been donated since he did this climb, it was only like $1,000 that he was able to get. Yeah, it does. Alan, when I was an iron worker and I would look, if I was up like 10 stories and I would look down, being up high like that makes your, make sure asshole pucker up. Manu says that's definitely a hairpiece. But when let me go full screen here. Yeah, whenever I wear my hair down, look, it's definitely not a hairpiece, but look, when I write, but it's just a mess right now. Because like I said, I was out of commission. I'm sorry. I didn't have a chance to do my hair and stuff. It's really, really bad, but it does look like a hairpiece. Not herpes. Manu's not saying I got herpes. It's a hairpiece.
Who calls himself the pro-life Spider-Man about his climb to the top of the Salesforce.
All right, so this guy's climbing up. I would like to know what type of shoes. Is he wearing gloves? But I just don't. I don't. And this kid's only 22. I swear to God. He makes me look like a stud. Maybe I was this nerdy when I was his age.
Tower today. He spoke with ABC 7 News reporter Stephanie Sierra. Stephanie, what did he have to say?
Stephanie.
Well, Mason Deschamp calls himself, as you pointed out, pro-life Spider-Man. And he says his trek up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet Peter Parker. This guy's pro-life.
Salesforce Tower was not a spontaneous decision. In fact,
I was not paying attention to this. That means he's against abortions. Now I wish this guy would have fell to the ground.
As you pointed out, pro-life Spider-Man. And he says his trek up Salesforce Tower was not a spontaneous decision. In fact, he says it was pre-planned a month ago. He says he arrived from Las Vegas at SFO around 7 o'clock.
I'm right by saying this. So if he's pro-life Spider-Man, or he's calling himself that, then he's against this whole abortion thing, right? You know what? Screw this guy. Like I said, I wish he would have gotten aborted from life falling off this building.
This morning and Ubered straight to Salesforce Tower. So why did he do it? Well, the anti-abortion activist says he did it with hopes to raise $1 million.
I see. That shows you how bad I was feeling today. Like, I thought this guy was, you know, for women's rights. This guy, nobody gives a fuck about you. I mean, Jesus Christ, we need more abortions. You know, we really, really do. We're getting way overpopulated. Let's be honest. I was reading an article, like, we're getting to the tipping point where the world cannot produce enough food on the world to be able to feed everybody that is out there right now. It is virtually impossible for us to do that. And now we're wanting to have more kids and stuff? No, 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 no. I say, let's put Plan B in the water. Just like we do with fluoride and stuff. I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of people that really are just dragging us down.
To support like-minded charities to, quote, stop doctors from killing babies. He scoped Salesforce a month ago when he first started planning this, using Google Maps to assess the building. Deschamps has no regrets climbing the 1,070-foot sky.
What if there would have been a woman, like, right on the other side of this window? She was just putting, like, showed her boobs. Like, she was all for abortions, women's right to choose. And she put her jugs on the glass. She put her jugs on the glass and distracted this dude because, let's be honest, I bet this kid has not seen many boobs in his life.
Scraper and was enjoying giving people a thumbs up, he says, who were filming him inside. If he could, he says he'd do it again.
I was on my phone.
Yeah. Why? You're 22 years old. You should be trying to bang chicks without condoms and stuff as much as you can. And you are against abortions. I don't get it. I really do not get why this little nerdy bastard at the age of 22, is climbing up buildings to be against women's right to choose. He's pro-life.
I wanted to post some videos while I was up there, so when I was in jail, it would get out. And then I was playing music and stuff and just trying to, like, just stay calm while you're up there. I cut my feet, which means just bringing your feet off the wall, and I hung off of one hand and shook out to kind of show off just for fun. Just give him a video, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if a lady, old lady would have put a, like, her jugs up on the glass while this guy was climbing, we wouldn't have to, like, read about this little bat. Well, we definitely would. Nelly Mandingo, the government should pay people to get fixed. I agree. I really do. Manu, if we kill a few pedo billionaires and all of Hollywood's plus a few thousand politicians, I think we might pull through. I agree. Iggy says, what a loser. You know what's funny is that Canada's got to be, like, looking at us right now like, oh, man. America. They got to get their shit together. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Be a kid. 22 years old. Shouldn't be climbing up buildings. Even though it's kind of cool. You're not getting any ass off of this. Pro-life Spider-Man. There's no chick that's going to be like, oh, man, I got to be with pro-life Spider-Man. Even though he's telling me what I can or can't do with my body.
To him, this climb had nothing to do with the leaked draft about overturning Roe versus Wade. He says it was just meant to be that it happened around the same time the morning of. Deschamps is a senior.
Twisted Movies, right? Perfect candidate for late onset SIDS. Yeah. Sudden infant death syndrome.
Senior at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and says he first started climbing around 5 years ago. Since starting the climb around 9 o'clock this morning, he says he's raised over $1,000 for.
Yeah, what is your $1,000 going to do? Ugh. Jesus Christ.
His effort. Deschamps added the only thing that went wrong from his perspective is he got thirsty towards the end of the climb. But at no point was he scared or thought he was going to fall. Ama.
Steph, I'm guessing this is not the first time he's done something like this.
Your guess is good, Ama. No, in fact, he climbed Aria Hotel in Las Vegas last year to protest COVID restrictions and was also arrested then, too. But those charges
Whoa. Today- okay. Oh, man, I feel like shit right now, man. I don't know what's wrong with me. I hope I'm not getting, like, COVID again or something, man, because I have the worst headache. I'm sweating like a whore in church right now. But this kid is going against COVID. Okay, come on. Does any of this make any sense at all that this kid is wanting to tell women what they can or can't do with their bodies, but he climbed up a building in Las Vegas because he was upset because what the government was telling him what he can or cannot do. Yeah, exactly. it does not make any sense at all. Iggy says, so the government can be involved in abortions, but not with COVID. Yeah, exactly. Nelly Mandingo writes, he can now afford 3 abortions now after the $1,000. And also, Iggy does say these people make no sense at all. But it is the truth. So he's protesting the government being able to tell women, like, what they can or can't do. And the other thing is that what a lot of people do not understand about this is that what's going to end up happening in this country now if they change this and they make it about states' rights. You guys do realize that this is all going to come down to states' rights and stuff now. You know, the Civil War was fought over slavery back in the day, but it was about states' rights, about states being able to do what they wanted to. And if this passes, do you realize what that's going to happen? Then that means all the stuff that's not in the Constitution or is not a federal law is going to be up to the states. Do you realize what other laws and stuff that they're going to be able to change now? Because this is going to set a precedent. It is. It really, really is going to start a precedent. And you know what's going to end up happening? Gay marriage. Gay marriage is going to go away from state to state. And say what you want. If you do not support same-sex marriage, how does it bother you people? Seriously, how does it bother you for two men, two women, whatever it may be, to get married. Because if you are now, if the Supreme Court's telling us it's all about states' rights, then you're going to see that type of stuff happening. And then how are we the United States of America anymore? We're not. We're basically a country with 50 different countries inside of it because they all get to make up whatever rules that they want. This right here, this next story that I'm about to play, in my opinion, clean shoot all day. When you start using a car as a weapon and there is a baby involved, this is like some straight up world star stuff.
Middle of the mayhem. Welcome to 7 Action News at 6. I'm Carolyn Clifford.
And I'm Dave Llewellyn. The terrifying scene captured on multiple cameras, a driver out of control.
Look at this. Look.
Cars.
Bam. Did you see that guy? Watch this.
Almost people.
It's all happening outside a Shell gas station in Belleville. 7 Action News reporter Kiara Hay is in.
If somebody is using a car to try to ram other cars with people in it, especially a baby, I'm sorry. That is a clean shoot, right? You should be able to blow this, whoever's driving that around. Manu, he writes, the un-United States of America. That's exactly what it's becoming. Iggy writes, next we'll be getting rid of birth control altogether. That's what the Bible says. Well, so what? No more condoms? I mean, condoms are considered birth control, right? So I don't think Catholics like people using birth control. It's some of the dumbest shit that you could ever think of.
Belleville and just spoke to one of the drivers caught in the middle of this chaos, Kiara.
It's hard to imagine what can make a person.
Oh, what up, Kiara?
So irate that they would intentionally smash into a car with an infant inside, but that's exactly.
Like I said, clean shoot all day. Clean shoot. Like, you should be able to shoot that lady. Now, all right, I got to listen to this story. Was the baby in the car with the lady? I don't know, but I got to. This is like some world star type shit here.
Exactly what happened at this gas station in Belleville, and it's all caught on camera.
Look at this.
A mother's heart-wrenching plea for mercy falls on deaf ears as a woman on a tirade smashes into not one, but two cars at a Belleville gas station with a seven-month-old.
Also, don't forget, this is at a gas station, people. She could have easily hit one of those gas pumps and turned this whole place into a Kiss concert and a baby in the car at the same time. Man, some people, like I said, if we have more birth control, maybe this bitch would not be around.
Infant in her back seat.
What up, Austin, dude?
The car stops and the woman is finally able to get her child out of the car and into her arms for safety. Okay. But the attack isn't over. A woman who police now have identified as 26-year-old Araya Bennett
grabs off this bitch.
A bat out of the
I'm
trunk
beating
of her
the brakes.
Car and smashes the driver.
Are there no men? Are there no men that can step up and just knock this bitch out? For real, man. Like, she is endangering a kid. Now she's got a bat. Like I said, why a lot of these people need to have their concealed carry. Guess what? She wouldn't have been doing this anymore. She would not have been doing this.
Her side windshield. The chaotic scene unfolding at a Shell gas station on Belleville Road in 94. But what led up to the attack? Van Buren police confirmed the two women that know each other were meeting up for a child's clothing exchange.
No. All right. Alan says no kids means robots will come. Well, I mean, look. This chick is at a childlike clothes exchange, and I don't know what did some of the kids' clothes she get? Did the kid take a deuce in it, and she tried to like sell this other mother or exchange clothes that have a big Amber Heard size poop in it? Yeah. Oh my God, man. Twisted Movie says, remember when this happened in Vegas a couple of years ago? They made the city pay millions in posts along with, yeah, I could, yeah. Oh, Natalie Mandingo and her. I was the intergender champion. Would have taken. Yeah, dude, I would have had no problem at all. Because the first time she swung that bat at me, look, she had bad form swinging that bat. The first time she swings that bat at me, I'm hitting her with one right hook. I would fold her like a cheap lawn chair. Iggy says a grumpy. That's funny as hell, but yeah. Yeah, I think Johnny Depp did say it was a grumpy. Wait, hold on. My guest tonight is not doing the show? Seriously. Huh. Why'd they cancel last minute? Well, you know what? I don't even know if I'm interested now. I mean, I don't know. You know what? I'll give you a call after the show, or I'll email you or whatever. But yeah, you would think like I wasn't late for their podcast. But Alan, I mean, if you want to do the show, you're more than welcome to come on. I would love to have you on and stuff. But yeah, so this woman, yeah, I would have folded her. It would have taken one punch, and I would save that baby. And this reporter, like this hot black girl reporter, she would have banged me.
The woman in the black SUV confronts Bennett and allegedly called her a burnt piece of toast.
I forgot about this. I forgot. All right, so can I ask you guys a question? All right. These are all like black women, I think. Is a burnt black or calling her a burnt black piece? Hold on, I gotta hear this.
Called her a burnt piece of toast.
Is that a racial thing? I've never heard that. A burnt piece of toast. I know that it's kind of childish, but I love it. I love it.
Black SUV confronts Bennett and allegedly called her a burnt piece of toast, and the two got into.
So. If you call somebody a black or burnt piece of toast, like, is that mean go time?
Bennett and allegedly called her a burnt piece of toast, and the two got into a physical fight. But it wasn't long before fists weren't enough.
I can't believe the news actually said that. Hold on. I know that I'm going back and forth a couple of times.
And allegedly called her a burnt piece of toast, and the two got into a physical fight. But it wasn't long before fists weren't enough.
I went over and I went, oh, my God, what's going on?
Kim Lu.
Oh, just stay out of it. This old redheaded bitch. You don't want to get in the middle of it because they just called this other chick a burnt piece of toast. It's go time. Ian says that's a deep cut. I did not know that. I did not know calling somebody a burnt piece of toast was really, really bad.
Lu was just trying to get gas when she heard tires screeching in a crash. Then realized it was.
I did not know being called a burnt piece of toast would make you want to try to commit attempted vehicular homicide.
Her burgundy van being smacked into.
How somebody can do that with a baby in their car, I just cannot believe.
Oh, man, smoky. Listen to.
How somebody can do that with a baby in
the. How could anybody do that with a baby in the car? Can't believe she was being a big burnt piece of toast.
Their car, I just cannot believe.
I can't believe it.
Then she's thankful no one was seriously.
Oh man,
hurt.
Look at that. Man, they did fuck up her van though. Poof.
Woman hit her car with a bat too, but she's thankful no one was.
Bam, like I said, if you're a concealed carry, bam, 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 it's over with.
Seriously hurt.
No more burnt piece of toast breathing.
And the irate woman reached for a bat.
Oh, look at that. Look.
Not a gun.
Ooh. Well, yeah, because the way they are with guns nowadays, I mean, you just don't know.
Van Buren police quickly.
You just don't know.
Lee arrived on scene, and Bennett was arrested and faces a slew of charges.
She probably smoked with the baby in the car. Even pedophiles hate burnt toast. I'm sorry. I totally forgot about this. Better have that unmotorized insurance. Yeah. I mean, man, I'm sorry. I had to go back to the part where she's called a burnt piece of toast. I'd never heard that before.
But what led up to the attack? Van Buren police confirmed the two women that know each other were meeting up for a child's clothing exchange. The woman in the black SUV confronts Bennett and allegedly called her a burnt piece of toast. And the two.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I find that so funny. Holy
shit. And Bennett was arrested and faces a slew of charges and fines. The other woman involved in the altercation has not been charged, but police confirm the 7-month-old child was not injured during the crashes.
Oh, thank God.
Uriah Bennett was released on bond.
Oh, yeah. See, if I would have been there, I would have broke this all up. This chick would have interviewed me, and I, forget about it. Look at her, man.
Earlier this week, but she faces 6 counts, including 3 felonies and up to 14 years behind bars.
Kiera, hey.
In Belleville, Kiera, hey, 7 what Action News.
What up, Kiera? So, that was funny as fuck. I'm sorry. I'm never ever gonna be a parent. I think it's too late for me. But if any of you guys are parents, I need your feedback on this. Because I'm telling you right now, if I was a parent and this happened to my child, I would fight these kids.
Child is recovering in the hospital after being burned this weekend on Louisiana. We do want to warn you that the picture.
This is so sad. This is so sad. This little kid got all burned up because they were bullying him, a bunch of kids. They were throwing tennis balls that were soaked in gasoline at this kid. I'm fighting these little son of a bitches, and I really, really do not care if I go to jail or not, if this was my kid.
You're about to see is difficult. The child, 6-year-old Dom, was transported to the burn unit at Bridgeport Hospital on Sunday.
Look at this kid.
Now, according to the GoFundMe page, the organizers say Dom has been bullied for a while by the tenants downstairs, saying, quote, the kid covered a ball in gasoline, lit it on fire, and then threw it at him. The GoFundMe effort is now aimed at...
All right, so I gotta ask you guys. Yeah, I know where were the parents, but... Man, oh man, I'm telling you right now, if that was my kid, I'm fighting them. I will fight every single one of those kids that soaked tennis balls in gasoline and threw it at my kid. Yeah, I'm swear to God, I am beating the shit out of them. I'm sorry. Does that make me a bad person? That I would want to fight, a kid or a group of kids if they threw flaming gasoline tennis balls at my child? Yeah, we're fighting. Sorry. We are fighting, and then guess what? After I beat the little kid's ass, when the parents come talk to me, I'm going to beat their ass too. Sorry, and you know what? They might beat my ass. But guess what? I'm not handling. No. Sorry. That kid is gonna be scarred. Do you realize what childhood trauma does to a kid to have those scars on the inside, but to also have them on the outside like that? Jesus Christ Almighty, man. Like, what the hell is wrong with these kids? Matter of fact, if I'm being honest, the parents. Yeah, I mean, okay, well, for one, the parents need to be held responsible. The little bastards. This is back to that right to choose. You know how much easier life would have been? How that kid would not be scarred for the rest of his life on the inside and the outside? If the parents would have aborted that kid. Once again, there's a lot of parents that, by the way, Why are the ones, am I the only one that's ever noticed this? Why are the ones that love having sex, unprotected sex, are the ones that are just the worst human beings in the world? Why is that? Why is that the case? I mean, Alan brings up a great point. I didn't even think about that. You know for a fact that somebody, Alan said, I'd find the biggest kid and pay him to beat those kids up. Cool, 100. And you know what? I would be willing, even if it wasn't my kid, I'd be willing, and I don't have a lot of money. I would be more than happy. That it would be some of the best $100 that I've ever spent in my life. If, you know, my $100 went to go pay to get those kids retribution. But I also don't know if I would take it to the point to, like, scar them the way that they did with that little kid. Man, that was so bad. Now, Trippy Cass, I'm not out of shampoo, man. I just had a bad day. I've already explained it. So, you know, no, I'm not out of shampoo. I had an extreme headache today. I didn't do my hair. It's a little hot. I live in Florida. It's goddamn 92 degrees. So I was a little hot today. Sorry. I didn't do my hair. Took a shower this morning. I usually do one before the show. So sorry. I apologize. Oh man. What about this? Have you guys ever been into a fast food place chain that you're just like, oh man, seriously, what the fuck's going on here? They're not cleaning this place or whatever. You guys got to see all the rats. Look at this.
Inspection reports dating back to July last year and found nothing serious, but that might not be the case anymore because rats made the kitchen in this McDonald's their home, and the video is not for the faint of heart.
Look at this, guys. Look at this. Tosi with the most, he says, I don't ever have bad hair days. Well, thank you. Thank you. Trippy Cass. No. I wasn't mad, Trippy. I'm sorry. Like, here, hold on. I'll move. I'll put myself back on. Yeah, I thought you were talking, it just looked a little, I thought you were talking that it was just a little greasy. It does look a little bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, but yeah, Tosi with the mosty. I don't ever have bad hair days. Manu, it's 68 degrees here today. Yeah, well, it's Florida. It's hot. We don't even get, look, here in Florida, guys, we don't even get spring here in Florida. It goes winter, summer. That's all we ever have. But, all right, I got
to
get back this. Look at this.
Anywhere,
look at this.
Especially
look, whoa,
not at
guys,
the McDonald's.
Guys, look at, those are some big fucking rats in this McDonald's. Look at this. Ooh.
No one wants to see a rat anywhere, especially
look,
not
boom,
at the
one,
McDonald's.
Two, three. I bet those rats are about to start having a rat orgy. And they got their room. Look, I wouldn't mind the rats if the McDonald's had their, like, their shake machine working all the time. McDonald's shake machine's never working.
Drive through.
Put up to the window, and that's when we were surprised.
Yeah, we just started seeing like a few rats, and then I don't know where just more started running across.
Manu says rat Donald's. Alan says we get 18 days of good morning weather. Yeah. It's going to be a bad summer.
Benjamin Dumont and Keisha Vega told me all they wanted was a McFlurry.
Oh, guess what? That bitch isn't working. The McFlurry machine, the shake machine, it's never, ever working. Hell, you can't even get an ice cream with that, like, magic shell on top of it anymore at McDonald's. Because it's always broken.
But the McDonald's.
Oh, Jesus. Ian. Hey, Ian just cheered me $20. He super chatted me some money on YouTube, $20 for shampoo fund. Well, thank you, Ian. Thank you. Do we get a lot of flies in Florida? Yeah, we do. We do. The mosquitoes and everything, like, but we do get flies. But it's mostly those no-see-ums. You guys probably don't know what no-see-ums are, but these little sand gnats, oh, I hate them. I hate them. And mosquitoes. The mosquitoes and the no-see-ums gang up on the flies. I mean, we get all types of flies. Alan's right. We get all flies and sizes. I mean, that is true. But I mean, I think the ones that really, really jump on you are the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums. Like, they kind of get like a little bit of a truce going and they kind of go. But then you get those big blowflies. We get a lot of flies. I mean, it's Florida. We get insects. Let's just say that. Ian Hanna says the rats are fixing the machine.
Tunnels along Pine Ridge Road near I-75 was closed for the night. When they looked inside, they suddenly felt like they were in the movie Ratatouille, where a rat has run of the kitchen.
Yeah, it was a family. There were some baby ones. I saw the baby ones. I was like,
yeah, man, come on. They got a family. Pro-life. Those rats are pro-life. They wanna have as many rat babies as they can.
Like, they're babies? That's how you know it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been there for a minute for sure.
The couple told me what they saw made them sick. They said the next day they went back to see if the restaurant reopened. It did, after they posted the video on Instagram.
All right, so this was by I-75, man. Think of all the truckers that have just stopped by there to, you know, this is in Florida, I-75, down near Fort Myers area. You know, a lot of those truckers going across Alligator Alley, they're hitting this McDonald's right down there before they go on that long drive. But yeah, this is in Florida.
Instagram, the franchise owner shut it down. Mike Adams says he's working with a pest control company.
I mean, you know what happens to, you know, when the black flies move in. When the black flies move into your neighborhood, kills the property prices. It just does.
Need to resolve the issue.
And that's like literally right off the highway. So, I mean, they're probably getting a lot of people. And then for that to be unsanitary like that,
Okay. I've known some people that are the most sanitary people in the world. And guess what? Oh, the horse flies. You got to watch out for the horse flies. Yellow flies, horse flies, deer flies. But I'm as clean as can be, except my hair right now. But what I'm trying to say, though, is just because you got a clean, or it doesn't mean you have a dirty house. If you got a rat or something or a mouse in your house. I'm a poet. I didn't even know it. But sometimes they just get in there. You can be as clean as you want to. But to have that many rats, I mean, those aren't mice. Those are rats. That's like a whole, like, rat family reunion. They're just in there, like, having the run of Mickey D's. Probably in the little, do they even have the play areas anymore at McDonald's? I don't even think they do. I don't even know if they give out Happy Meals anymore at McDonald's. Hell, it's been so long. Man.
Ugh. Any rats to be there is ridiculous.
My stomach still feels a little upset just from looking at that. Just yeah. The video, flashbacks. I'm seeing rats all over the place.
The state's Department of Business and Professional Regulation told Wink News it will inspect the kitchen.
And Ramiro Gonzalez barflies. I don't know why that makes me laugh. Iggy T says, even in Canada, the ice cream machines never works. Is there some type of conspiracy theory on why McDonald's machines don't work? It is weird. I don't know, man. I wonder who the manager is. I mean, it would be a great interview. Toastmaster brings up a great point. If they're in the area, they'll chew through walls to get in. Alan does say, I believe they have the playground still. And then Ian says that guy experienced some real trauma. But yeah, I don't know. Can a McDonald's be clean and still have some rats? I know that you don't want rats. The health department, it's not a good look with the health department and stuff, but seriously, I don't know. I looked inside. That McDonald's didn't look that dirty through the window.
when this McDonald's reopened. And now, new at 6, hear from hungry drivers that passed by not knowing about the rats. Live in Collier County, Jennifer Moore, John, Wink News.
Oh, yeah. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. And there was, man, I know that I'm going through a rat burger and cheese. Yeah, Bellevue, Florida. But, yeah, so I know that I'm burning through a lot of news stories. I didn't plan on doing it, but my guest canceled on me. Can't believe that. Speaking of that guy climbing the building earlier.
A subcontractor fell off a lift today while working on an amusement park ride, and he was killed.
It happened on Gillian's Waterland Pier. An investigation is now underway.
Okay, so that looked like a snorkel lift to me. That looks like a snorkel. Yeah, that's definitely a snorkel lift.
Working on an amusement park ride.
All right, so guys, if you're in one of these snorkel lifts, you got to be tied off. Like 100% tie off.
And he was killed.
It happened on Gillian's Waterland Pier. An investigation is now underway to figure out how this happened. New Jersey correspondent Trish Hartman is live at that pier with the latest. Trish, this has that shore community shocked today.
Really sad news, Sarah and Brian. Officials say a 62-year-old welder was killed.
All right. Does anybody have a problem with it? Just shows you what the community is, well, how the country is. Maybe this guy also didn't save. But the guy's 62 years old. He's up there welding in a snorkel lift. Trippy. I love busting the balls. Yeah, I mean, you got to have a full harness, 100% tie off up there. At 62, this guy is still up there welding. Oh, my God, man. We're doomed as a country.
Killed today on the job when he fell off of a lift here at Wonderland Pier. This happened around 10:30 this morning. Now an investigation is underway into exactly what happened. Chopper 6 was over Gillian's Wonderland Pier this afternoon after a worker fell to his death. A city spokesperson said...
All right, look. All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's look at this, though, guys. Look at this snorkel lift. Is it me or does the front of that snorkel lift look like it's, like, jacked up a little bit, right? Don't the front wheels look like it's off of the ground? And it looks like the snorkel lift hit that little railing there. Yeah, I know, but yeah, this Trippy Cass, I get where you're going with that. He should have went to a safe house and saved, and then when he fell, he could have just reloaded. He could have respawned from the safe house. I get the joke. But even if he was tied off, like I think it would have been fine. But doesn't it look like the top of the snorkel lift right there hit that? I don't know if that's like a little monorail thing that they have here. Interesting.
Says a welder was working on the Ferris wheel on a lift when he fell.
I've heard him called. Yeah, look at that. Yep. Look at that though. Yeah, it's on the ass end there. What the man? Somebody's definitely getting sued.
The victim has been identified as 62-year-old Robert Sanger of Pittsgrove, New Jersey. City officials say he worked for Cargo Tech International in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Wonderland Pier was not open to the public when this happened. Wonderland Pier
had to have not been tied off.
President and Ocean City Mayor Jay Gillian released a statement today saying, "We are saddened to report that an employee of a subcontractor working on a lift at Gillian's Wonderland Pier suffered a fatal injury Monday morning. Our thoughts and prayers."
And you know, it was probably like, oh, New Jersey. This all could have been made to look like, he had an accident. Forget about it. This could have been a union job. Some of the families came together. We're like, he's got to go. Got to go. How can we do it? But a 60-year-old falling out of a snorkel lift.
Go out to his family. We are cooperating with all appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, Toastmaster does bring up a great point. He should have looked. It looks like he was backing up and hit that rail. It tipped and threw him. And, oh, Iggy T. Thank you, Iggy T. Iggy T coming in with a super sticker, coming in with that 14 Canadian money. Thank you, Iggy. Hope you guys had a great time. Toasty, He's got a goo. I mean, Rich, I mean, I'll take, I look, 407-270-3044. I'll take phone calls all day. I will. There. Anybody's got toasty with the mic. He's got to go. Yeah. Twisted Movie says, don't look. I am excited for anything that comes in, but I mean, come on, AGT. Don't take shots at AGT. Twisted Movie says, don't get excited, Tuds. That's like $1 US. You know what, Iggy? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Authorities to thoroughly investigate the cause of this tragic accident. And we reached out to Cargo Tech International. We were unable to reach anyone for comment this afternoon. The incident remains under investigation by OSHA. Reporting live in Ocean City, New Jersey, Trish Hartman, Channel 6, Action News.
All right, guys. I got to dip out early because I do have to get up early in the morning. I got to go on a little bit of a, I have to take my mom to a bunch of doctor's appointments and stuff. And plus this headache's killing me. I got to tell you, you know what? I'm staying on. I'm not going anywhere. Not with this amount of people on. I do have a little piece of tape up there. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to see now. It might be too late. People might have already been logging off. Will you guys stick around? Like if I stick around a little bit, hold on. I mean, come on. I didn't even notice how many people I even had in here. I gotta stick around. All right. This is a scumbag that definitely needs to go, in my opinion.
32-year-old Christopher Augusto Laraquente Cotto kept quiet.
All right. So if you have a long forename, like, you just sound guilty. Listen to this name.
32-year-old Christopher Augusto Laraquente Cotto.
Guilty. Guilty. Here, I'll let that name go again. Listen to this name.
32-year-old Christopher Augusto Laraquente Cotto kept quiet when
guilty.
Approached by...
I gotta play that again. I can't even remember that name.
32-year-old Christopher Augusto Laraquente Cotto kept quiet when...
guilty.
approached by our photographer this morning.
You have anything to say about what happened?
But investigators say he had plenty to say to a young teenager last month when she called a 211 helpline for the crisis center of...
All right. Okay. You have to be the most sick, most depraved person in the world if you're a crisis counselor and you are preying on kids. This is the type of person that just does not need to be on this face of the earth. Yeah, I mean, Nelly Mandinger brings up it just like white guys that have three names. I mean, look at it. John Wayne Gacy. I mean, they a lot of these are... I got to start this from the beginning so I can hear this guy's name again.
32-year-old Christopher Augusto Laraquente Cotto kept quiet when approached by our photographer
guilty.
This morning.
You have anything to say about what happened?
But investigators say he had plenty to say to a young teenager.
All right, so number one, why is this guy even out of jail? Why? Yes, he is. Yeah, he's trying to find dates on a crisis line. Yeah, and these are minors, I think.
Last month when she called a 211 helpline for the crisis center of Tampa Bay. Things started out fine, but then detectives say he began calling and texting her from a restricted
number. All right, so rule number one, that is a big no-no. That is a big no-no. Like, these crisis counselors should not be doing this. No, there is no good explanation why a crisis counselor is contacting somebody privately on no caller ID. This is a sick guy preying on people that are at their lowest point.
Number believed to be his cell phone, a major policy violation.
This person claimed that he was just checking in on her. He told her his name was William. However, the conversation...
No, he had a long... had a full name earlier. But I'm just Will. You can call me Will.
continued to progress and get a bit more personal.
More personal as in asking for the girl's Instagram.
Man.
Name and then allegedly sending her X-rated pictures and asking for some in return.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I might get in trouble for saying this, but once again, this is the type of person that does not look at this guy's eyes, man. I mean, this is the type of guy that should not be a crisis counselor. I know you should not judge a book by its character, but come on, man. How did this guy make it past the screening process? Well, okay, Trippy says, is an Instagram public, LOL. Yeah, it is. But once again, should a crisis counselor be stalking somebody that he was trying to help? I mean, Trippy, I know you're just trying to be like a shock jock, Trippy. I know that you're just trying to, you know, be shocking to be shocking. But no, this is not, there's no way that you can even like, there's no wiggle room on this. We all know what this guy was up to.
She didn't, and instead alerted a school resource deputy, prompting the investigation and his eventual arrest.
It is completely unacceptable what he did, taking advantage of a minor in her most vulnerable state.
To know that a place where vulnerable people...
Look at this Sally Jesse Raphael looking woman.
People come every day to get help. That was the piece that for us... You know, all of us take it very personally.
The Crisis Center of Tampa Bay says Lara Quente Cotto had only been working there a couple months. He did pass a level 2 background check before being
hired. All right, so, I mean, hired. If you're wearing like a denim jacket like that, that's also another, like, should be a red flag in my opinion.
He's been fired. The center is now re-examining its policies.
I really hope.
Yeah, I mean, Ian brings up a great point, but I don't think that would ever be released. Ian says, I want to see the recording of him trying to save her. Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's a secret creep, and this was a minor. He sent new pictures of himself on Instagram. And then ask some for her. I mean, right there is the crime. And if this guy would have never been caught, who knows what this guy would have done? This is a guy preying on people. Like, you know that he probably took that job because he was like, oh man, I'm going to take a job where it's easy pickings. These people are in crisis. I can be their friend, gain their trust, and then I'll take advantage of them. And you know that's what this asshole was trying to do.
That everybody in the community knows that we are still here, we are available, and that this will continue to be an anomaly. This is not something ever want to have.
Yeah,
happen.
Trippy. Trippy says, I didn't know she was a minor. I had to navigate away from the stream for a minute. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a minor. So she was a minor. So, yeah, it's and toasty with the mosty, vulnerable girls. That's exactly what he was going for. I mean, that is a sick, sick son of a bitch.
But again.
An investigator say he was also a volunteer at a church in Wesley Chapel. They again are.
Okay, right there. That's all you had to say. Religious person? Yeah, scumbag. I'm not saying they're all, but I mean, ooh, man.
Are concerned.
And why is that guy even out on bail?
Could be other victims out there. So if you are one or know someone who might be, of course, give the sheriff's office a call right away. Linda, back to you.
Josh Cassie reporting live for us. Thank you.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. If you want to download the audio version of this podcast, you can easily do it. It's available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, every single podcasting platform. If you haven't already done it, subscribe to all my live streams, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, any of them. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. Hopefully you guys have a great night. Hopefully you stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.